talking to Jack Poe, one of my favorite Brossard Mustangs, who unfortunately was injured just prior to the start of the season and deprived his senior year. And, you know, having seven seniors to start, there goes a bit of our bench depth. And I feel for you every time I see you standing up at the top of the gauntlet and they introduce the starters and the starters run out and they're going to play 32 minutes and you're going to go back to the bench and sit on the side. How tough is that?
It's pretty hard, especially being my senior year. Love to be out there with my teammates, but all I can do now is be out there and support them.
Well, and absolutely. You know, I go back, I first met you when Kevin Bundy hit me by the collar and said, you got guys out there trying out for the freshman team and they haven't turned their paperwork in. I said, okay, well, we'll get her taken care of. So we established a relationship very early in your career, and you have stuck with it. You've done well. You've been a great catalyst for the first 3 years, and then unfortunately you get hurt coming in this year. Life's just not fair. Looking back, you know, on your basketball career, your relationship with the team, being in a support role now, what are some of the memories you'll take of being a Brossard basketball player for the rest of your life?
I love the sense of community. Always fun. Always good attitudes toward everything. Defense has always been a part of our program, which I've always enjoyed. And just the hustle attitude that we have here.
Very much so. All right. This spring, you're going to walk down the aisle. You're going to pick up a diploma. You're going to walk out into the next phase of your life. What do you envision for yourself short-term over the next 3, 4, 5 years?
Short-term, get a college degree next, either something in business, and get a full-time job.
Well, it sounds like you're well-grounded. Okay, long-term now, you're going to go raise a whole bunch of little Jack Poes, send the Brossards sit in the stands and watch them play their careers. Are you going to be a single guy like me and broadcast Brossard ball games? Are you going to move to California and be a beach bum? You know, what do you see yourself in 25 years? You're going to have a big house in the burbs, two cars, five kids, trophy wife, and a dog?
I see myself sticking around, having a wife and kids, having a family, sitting on a roster and watching play basketball. It's the normal life.
Once again, you know, well-grounded. No pie in the sky. You're not going to be like Dylan Rushman and be the general manager of the Cincinnati Reds, but he might need some help someday. You never know. Advice you'd give to grade school kids or our present freshmen who are just starting out, they've got their whole varsity careers in front of them. What advice would you give those guys or grade school kids still trying to choose a high school? What advice would you give those guys?
First off, choose the high school that you feel most comfortable with, that you think you're going to grow the most in. And anyone who's coming in or as a freshman, just stick to it. You're going to have ups and downs throughout your whole career, high school and basketball. So just got to stick with it, and you'll be rewarded in the end.
Okay, shout-outs. A lot of your support group, people that you want to recognize, people have been important to you throughout your career.
I thank my family, my coaches, my old coaches, Scott Coates, Ben Franzen now, Curtis Beasley, any other coaches I didn't name. Parents, grandparents, and my girlfriend.
There we go. You got it wrapped up. All right, good luck to you as the Mustang, you and the Mustangs, as we take on Mason County on senior night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Very good, Jack. Very